Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most visual and rewarding topics in your OCR GCSE Mathematics course, graphs. Whether you're on foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely crucial because it appears in nearly every paper, and it's one where you can really rack up those marks if you know what examiners are looking for. Today, we'll explore the key concepts behind linear, quadratic, and other graphs, break down exactly how to plot them accurately, and most importantly, I'll share the insider tips that examiners use when they're marking your work. By the end of this episode, you'll feel confident tackling any graph question that comes your way. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's begin with the fundamentals. When we talk about graphs in GCSE maths, we're really talking about the visual representation of algebraic functions. Every equation you write down has a corresponding picture on a coordinate grid. And understanding this connection is the key to success. First up, linear graphs. These are straight lines and they follow the equation y equals mx plus c. Now, this isn't just a random formula to memorize. The letter m represents the gradient, which tells you how steep the line is. The letter c is the y-intercept, the exact point where your line crosses the y-axis. When you're plotting a linear graph, examiners award B2 marks for fully correct plotting, but here's the crucial detail. Your points must be within half a small square of the correct position. That's the tolerance level. If you're sloppy with your plotting, you'll lose marks even if your method is perfect. One of the most common mistakes I see is students misreading the scale. Always, and I mean always, check what one small square represents before you start plotting. Sometimes it's one unit, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's 0.5. This is a gift from the examiners to separate careful candidates from careless ones. Calculate the value of one small square on both axes and write it down before you do anything else. Now let's talk about quadratic graphs. These are the beautiful U-shaped or upside-down U-shaped curves, and they follow the general form y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. The key features you need to identify are the vertex, which is the turning point at the bottom or top of the curve, the y-intercept, where the curve crosses the y-axis, and the x-intercepts, also called roots, where the curve crosses the x-axis. Here's where students lose marks, joining points with straight line segments. Examiners are very clear about this. Award B1 for a smooth curve passing through all plotted points. Do not credit straight line segments. You must use a smooth, flowing curve. Don't use a ruler for quadratic graphs. The curve should be continuous and elegant. If you're sketching rather than plotting, you don't need graph paper, but you absolutely must label the key features. Axes, origin, intercepts, and turning points. Higher tier students, pay attention here. You also need to understand cubic graphs, reciprocal graphs, and exponential graphs. Cubic graphs have that distinctive S shape or backwards S shape. Reciprocal graphs like y equals 1 over x have two separate branches and asymptotes, which are lines the graph approaches but never touches. Exponential graphs like y equals 2 to the power of x show rapid growth or decay. Now let's talk about gradients in more depth, because this is where the marks really add up. The gradient of a straight line is calculated using the formula, change in y divided by change in x. Examiners award M1, that's a method mark, for drawing a triangle on the line to show you're working. Choose two points as far apart as possible on the line to maximize accuracy. Draw a right angle triangle, measure the vertical change, measure the horizontal change, and divide. Always show this triangle on your graph because that's what earns you the method mark, even if your final answer is slightly off. For curves, the gradient changes at every point. To find the gradient at a specific point, you draw a tangent, which is a straight line that just touches the curve at that point, and then calculate the gradient of that tangent. Examiners award M1 for drawing a tangent at the specified x value. Make sure your tangent is accurate, use a ruler, and make it long enough to calculate the gradient properly. One more critical concept. Interpreting graphs in real-world contexts. OCR loves to test this. You might see distance-time graphs where the gradient represents speed, or velocity-time graphs where the gradient represents acceleration, and the area under the curve represents distance traveled. These are synoptic questions that link graphs to other topics like kinematics and rates of change. Examiners are looking for candidates who can move fluently between the mathematical representation and the real-world meaning. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's get tactical. Here are the examiner secrets that will boost your marks. Command words matter. If the question says plot, you need graph paper, accurate points, and a smooth curve or straight line. If it says sketch, you don't need graph paper, but you must label all key features. If it says solve using your graph, you must show your method by drawing lines from the x-axis to the curve and across to the y-axis. Examiners want to see your working visually. Common pitfall number one, feathering. Don't sketch multiple faint lines and hope one of them is right. Draw one clear, confident line or curve. If you make a mistake, cross it out neatly and redraw. Common pitfall number two, confusing x equals c with y equals c. A vertical line has the equation x equals a constant. A horizontal line has the equation y equals a constant. Get this wrong and you'll lose easy marks. Common pitfall number three, forgetting units. If you're calculating a gradient in a real-world context, include the units. Speed is in meters per second or kilometers per hour, not just a number. Time management. You should spend approximately 1 minute per mark. A six-mark question should take about 6 to 7 minutes of your time. Don't rush the plotting stage. Accuracy here sets you up for all the follow-up marks. Quick-fire recall quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question one. In the equation y equals mx plus c, what does c represent? Answer. The y-intercept, where the line crosses the y-axis. Question two. What's the formula for calculating the gradient of a straight line? Answer. Change in y divided by change in x, or rise over run. Question three. True or false, you should use a ruler to draw a quadratic curve. Answer. False. Use a smooth freehand curve through all the plotted points. Question four. What is a tangent? Answer. A straight line that touches a curve at exactly one point, used to find the gradient at that point. Question five. What does the equation x equals 3 represent? Answer. A vertical line passing through 3 on the x-axis. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essentials of graphs for OCR GCSE mathematics. You now know how to plot and interpret linear and quadratic graphs, how to calculate gradients accurately, and most importantly, you understand what examiners are looking for when they mark your work. Remember the golden rules. Check your scale. Plot accurately within half a small square. Draw smooth curves, not straight segments. Show your method with triangles and tangents, and always label key features. Graphs account for a significant portion of your exam, and with the right technique, they're a reliable source of marks. Practice plotting different types of graphs, work through past papers, and pay close attention to the command words in each question. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your revision.